Today's daf is daf ayin, and we are holding on the bottom of Samach Tet Amud Beit with the words Litzimra, which are five lines up, right at the end of the line. Litzimra v'ra, speaking of, we said yesterday that the kidney stone that he passes, you should be careful to keep because it's good for fevers, for curing fevers. So now, Litzimra v'ra is where the body heats up externally. You don't feel a sense of painful internal heat. So late tlasa grivi sufli, the tlasa grivi ataraf adara. So you should bring now three se'ah of sufli. Sufli is the date bits, and three se'ah of the leaves of the adara, of the adar tree. That's the tree the Gemara says that the roots grow straight down. They used it for Eretz Yisrael. Reza she is carrying the chosav yitabehem adar. It's a tree that is used for marking gvulot. I don't know, do they translate? Okay. And then, nishkalino kochad l'chude, what you do is you boil these up, each one in a separate pot. V'leitek b'nayo, sit between the two pots. And then v'litvinu b'tarte m'shechle, pour the contents of the pot, the two separate containers, so that the ingredients aren't mixed. V'neite b'tura v'anana chiluye, you should take a table, small table, put the mashma'ut is in the Gemara later on that it means you sit on the table. So there's a gear, which makes a lot more sense than lina chaluya, which is to put the ingredients on it, as we'll see. So then, nikum yulihai v'leitiv ulihai, mulihai v'lutiv ulihai, move the little table that you're sitting on. Sometimes put it on top of container A, and sometimes on top of container B, and keep moving back and forth, adanasik behavla, until your whole body heats up from the steam. And then, the lischemi, now you're supposed to wash yourself off with the separate drinks. And usually, when the Gemara says, when you wash yourself, you're supposed to drink from the same water that you wash yourself with. So therefore, v'fishate, when you drink, don't drink from the maya de sufli. Drink only from the maya de adre lishte. Mi maya de sufli lo lishte, because it causes sterility. Mishum de meakre. Now, letzimra gavna, if you have an internal heating of the body, so that doesn't, it's not that you feel hot on the outside. So then, leite shiva buni de silka, mishav mashari, so bring seven handfuls of the seeds of beets that were taken from seven different rows in the field. And these should now be boiled up together with the dirt that's around the roots of the actual silka. V'nechol, v'nishti, ataraf adara b'shichro. What you should do is you should eat it and then drink afterwards beer that's been soaked with these adar leaves again. Or this time you can use inve tala b'maya. You can have now inve that grew, anavim that grew off of a vine that had been hanging over a palm tree. And that way you can mix that with water. L'chazazita, if you have now an abscess, or chazazita is a type of growth. Rush talks about it's lachbi b'chutz. In the Torah, it says lachbi b'chutz, it's yavish b'bifnim. That's the chazazit mitzri. But then generally speaking, it's a type of not dry skin, but a damp growth. So lite shav chite arzenaita, bring seven very large chitim. Niklinu amara chadata. Gemara has a lot of things that only work if you cook them on a shovel or on a hoe. And it's got to be a new hoe. But Novik Mashka Minayu, hoe.
H-O-L-E.
No, H-O-E.
Oh,
yeah. Leave out the L, otherwise you might fall. And then let it boil up. You use the metal of the hoe. And a juice will come out of the chitim. So take that juice, v'neshuf, and rub it over the abscess. Rav Shimon bar Ashi, avdei lahu avet yuchovim, even used it on this goy for dover asher, which is tzarat, and even from that gets. Omer Shmuel, hain man, the mochle be'alun ki debar so'im. If somebody has been stabbed with a Persian lance, he's in bad shape, because they would use poison in the manufacture of the lamps. And so Mi'akilochai is certainly not going to live too long, but he might want to extend his life long enough to write out his last will and testament. So Adahaki Vahaki, while he's still living, Nesula Bisra Shemena, to keep him going, give him some nice heavy meat, agumre. It's got to be well barbecued, though. V'chamra chaya, and he's got some tough wine. Nefshi v'chaya purta mafkir abed. He may live long enough to at least give his tzavah. Omri v'ribarov and aman debola zibura. Also, if somebody swallows a hornet, he's in bad shape. So mi'chia lo chaya, but or wasp, actually, it's probably. Mi'chia lo chaya, but ahaki v'ahaki nashkayir v'yata v'chala shamzagev, shamgaz. Give him a revius of very strong vinegar. Efshrachai put him after the beta, he too can live long enough to give it savo. Omri Yeshua ben Levi Ocho Bosar Shor, Belefet. Somebody has some nice beef, and together with turnips, Velan Belevana, and he sleeps in the moon, full moon, on the 14th or the 15th of a month, during the summertime, at Kufas Tammuz. Chazato achilu. That guy's going to get an achilu. An achilu we're going to explain later. Tana, v'amamalek reser, we call davar, somebody who eats too much. Also achazato achilu, from whatever it is. Says Rav Papa, who we know his favorite thing was dates, because that's how he made his living, you know. He was a beer maker. Omer Rav Papa, afilu mitamre, even too many dates. Says the Gemara, pshita. Why would dates be different than anything? What do you mean? Dates! Salkadar Bakamina Hova Mamar. Tamre, I mean, that's the best you can have. They're mazba'an. They make you feel full and fulfilled. Mishachna, they warm your whole body. Mishalshal, and they keep your bowels moving. Ma'ashran, they make you feel strong. Velomafankan, they don't get you turned on to the sugars, to that you become now sugar crazed. So maybe that's, I wish they would tell the South Beach people that, because it's totally off the diet. Amalo, so maybe, and I love dates too. Amalo, maybe too many dates, there's no such thing as too many dates. You can't have too much of a good thing. Kamash malan, that even dates. What is this achilu? My achilu, Omer Rabbi Elazar, Eish shel atzamot. A fire of the bones. What exactly is an Eish shel atzamot? Omer Abaya, Eish karmi, means a fire of the bones. Apparently there was a well-recognized illness that had its Latin name, or its Aramaic name, it's Isha de Garmi, which is really, which we find in the Torah. Maya Sute. So what do you do for this? Omer Abaya, Omer Liyeh, my mommy always told me, that Kula Shakana Talata Vashiva Vitresa, all of the other things that you use for remedies, so the dosage is over 3 days, either 3 days, 7 days, or 12 days. And this is the only thing, a high adamat, you keep taking this until you're cured. That way, for sure, it's got to work. So kula shakana liberekana, everything else you take, you have to take on an empty stomach. Whereas this one, high bata, the ochav ashat, the ayala bet akis, and enough of the mashi yade. This you should only take after eating, moving your bowels, and washing your hands. And what is it that you take? Well, maitle guna de shakita de talfachi, ubuna de chamra atika. You've got to use a handful of hot cereal or porridge of lentils. Ubuna de chamra atika, same amount of old wine. Then mix it together with nechal, v'nichroch besadin. And let him eat it. Wrap him in a sheet, and so he can sweat it out. And then let him sleep it off in a gani. Don't wake the guy up at the koi minafshe, unless he wakes up himself. When he wakes up, grab the sheet off of him. The shakwe sadin mine, because if you don't get the sheet off right away, lo hada elu, he's going to get it again. Omelay Eliyahu Rabbi Natan. Eliyahu Navi was giving over some practical medical ideas to Rabbi Natan. Listen, echor shlish v'shtei shlish v'anach shlish. You eat to fill yourself up 1/3 of what you'd like to eat. Drink 1/3 of your capacity. And then leave the other 1/3 empty. Like yishitichos, when you get good and angry. So then Talmud on Miluecha, that way you'll be full. You don't want to overflow when you get angry.
Yeah.
The Rambam takes a lot of these Gemaras and turns
them into
Talmud.
Why should we assume he gets angry?
When he gets angry,
what's going to happen?
Normally when you get angry, you upset your stomach. If you upset your stomach, and it goes into spasms. Now the food, you have too much food in there. So you're in tremendous pain. Like this, you leave enough room for your stomach to constrict, you'll still be okay.
Why
should we assume a guy's going to get angry? Yeah, clearly in case, but I mean, is it the dover so much that a person is in, are we leaving it just in case, even in the further circumstances? It's such a big chashash. Or is it a common thing that after you eat, you get angry? If somebody wants to keep his bowels in good shape, you should always dip your veggies in their dressing. Of course, they dipped everything in a dressing, usually vinegar and some other things. And the food you like the best, don't eat too much. Don't wait to move your bowels. You need to go to the bathroom, do so. Anybody who drinks that white badatz wine, he's going to be attacked by vitik. There's 60 different types of wines. The best of all the wines is that reddish. I guess you call it aromatic wine. Gria de Kula, the worst of them all, is that Tilya Chivra. It's that white wine, maybe called Ninve or something. I shouldn't be smirching. Amrav Yehuda. I'm on the Yosef Bitsiporni Nisa Gabe Nura. Somebody who is sitting now in the mornings of Nisan by a fire. And then Shayev Mash, when he puts on his sunscreen, and Afik V'yasev Shimshi goes out and he sits in the sun, he also is going to get a vitek. Tana Rabbanan, Hiki's Dam, V'shimesh Mitato. This vitek is just that overall malaise and weakness. So if you make his Dam, V'shimesh Mitato, Havin Lo Bonim Vitkin, the children that cut, if the woman gets pregnant, the children will also be weak. Hikizu Shneyem V'shimshu. So then, having the bonim ba'alei ra'atan, the ba'alei ra'atan, Rashi learns, refers to a type of worm that grows in the brain. A little bit far-fetched, but these things do happen. Omer fopalo amen at a lotayim. It is only if he didn't eat something after letting blood, before he had intercourse. Lotayim yidi let lamba. Omer abba baravuna. Abomin aderech, v'shimesh mitato, having a bonim vitkin. Also, there too, if it results in conception, the children will be weak. Tana Rabbanan, frail kids. Tana Rabbanan, Abani Beit Akise. Al Yishamesh Mitato, Ad Shishet Shiur Chatzi Mil. The person, after leaving the bathroom, should wait Chatzi Mil, so it's 9 minutes, basically, the way we pass in 18 minutes per meal. Beisheshet Beit Akise Belave Imo, and that will cause Im Shimesh. If he has now intercourse causing conception, having a bonim nichpin, the children will have epilepsy. Tana Rabbanan. Hamishamesh mitato mu'umad. People are zohir for both, because it's kinesa to the Beit HaKise. But in Afinami, if it's tani matzai, the Beit HaKise, for sure it's Tana Rabbanan. So, avit, achazato avit, the guy will have an avit. An avit is a cramp, Rashi says, cramp. And if he has now mishamish mitato miyushav, achazato delirium. That's sort of a delirious kind of experience, but the correct girsa is lechora alaria.
What's delirium?
Oh, the Gemara's going to ask that in a moment and never explain it. Right. So it should say alaria. Alaria is, he's constantly yawning and tired and so on. But Lamaisa, the Gemara asks, very strange, Gemara asks what it is, but never explains. He milamala vumalamata, using a position of a woman on top for intercourse, also a chazato delaria. My delaria? Omri vishur ben levo, I can't tell you what it is, but I can tell you what to do about it. I guess. Sab delaria. The way to cure delaria is to use a dardara. That's a big help. What's a dardara? My dardara, my abaye. A dardara is murika dechuchi. Murika is generally translated saffron. And, you know, stuff you put in rice, make it yellowish. So if you use murika that grew among the chochim, if it grew among bushes, then that's the cure. Rav Papa used to be always ubala, like he would chew the murika dechochi and he would swallow it. Rav Papi would be alas v'shavil, he would spit it out. Omer Abaye, nisheno boki b'derecheret, somebody who is impotent, leite shalosha kapize kurtuma dechochi, has a little bit of a problem here, apparently in the Girsa from Mitzmashma and Rashi. A kapiza is a rather large container for wine, so it holds three revias. And he's supposed to take now kurtami dechochi, and kurg one, he says, is hagadel bezeva, in other words, that there were sheep that were walking around the field. But it's in our gears, it's the same word. It's just the Rashi is inverted, if you notice. Right? There he says murika dechochi, in both, in kurtami he says krug, and murika he says krug. In one he says chori, apparently his girsa was chari, and chachi are two different things. Chachi refers to bushes, chari refers to excrement. So apparently his girsa was chari, otherwise a little bit strange. But in any event, No, he uses both of them. No. Kortami is in krug, no, zel. So v'nidakino, now grind it up, v'nishlakino b'chama, mix it now with wine, v'nishki. Om Rabbi Yochanan, man, you want to talk about somebody who's impotent, let me tell you, this stuff made me a kid again. Shlosha devorim makhishin kocho shel adam. Three things will make you weak. Elohim, pachad, derek, v'avon. Pachad, we see, weakens you, because it says, v'chtiv libi secharchar, so secharchar is from worries. Azavani kochi. You see that your koach leaves you from worry. Derech dechtivin abaderech kochi. Avon dechtiv kashal bavoni kochi. Shlosh dvar metizin gufo shel adam. There's three things that will tear you apart. Too much travel. And those things are shah. Metizin gufo shel adam. Ve'eloi. Achal mu'umad, shatam mu'umad, v'shimesh mitato mu'umad. Really breaks your body down. Five different things will make you closer to death than life. Elohim. Achal v'yamad immediately. Shata v'yamad immediately. Hikizdam v'yamad immediately. Yashan v'yamad. They actually find that many heart attacks occur in the morning immediately after sleep. Somebody wakes up because of abrupt change of blood pressure. And that is the time when they have a tremendous number of heart attacks. Slow, stand, wait till the blood, gets moving. Sit up and then stand up. And shimesh mitato v'yamad immediately. Shishaho seota miyadme. Six things, if you do all of them, as we'll see, in this order, you'll drop dead. V'elohim, maybe this is like the Rambam's miyadme thing, it's true, right? V'elohim, hababa derech mityagya. Somebody who's coming from a long journey and he's all tired out, he goes in and his make is done. Then he goes and gets all overheated in the Beit HaMerchatz. Then he goes into a pub and he drinks until he's nishtaker. Then he falls asleep on the ground. And then, shimesh mitato. Om Rabbi Yochanan v'husha asa'an kisidron. It's got to be in that order. So Om Rabbi Yochanan kisidron, if you do it in that order, then he drops dead. Shalok kisidron, believe me, he's going to be pretty weak. Kolish. Wait a minute, you need all six? Any of Mu'urat, Mu'urat had an Eved, and Avdalela Avda, she did a little experiment with her Eved, he was pretty worn out anyway. So she tried out three of these things, and he dropped it after three. Yeah, Ukachushav, he's a weak Eved, Shmone, Rubam Kashem Yutan Yafa. There's eight things which too much of is no good, but a little bit is good. Be'elohe, Derech V'Derech Eretz, so with travel and intercourse. Osher, being rich, but not too rich. Umalacha, you can work, but don't work too much, Yayin vishina, chamin, either for washing or drinking. Speaking of which, what happened to the tea? Aha!
Summertime.
I'm just trying. Right. I'm just getting on your case. Yeah. Shmonim ma'atim et hazera. There's eight things that cause now sperm to be less fertile. Elohim, or it could be just are actually mamayit the amount of semen. Elohim, hamelach v'haraav v'hanetek b'chiya v'sheina agabe karka v'gudgudoniyot. I never know what that is.
Coriander.
Yeah, I know, but I still don't know what it is. It's coriander, but I don't know what coriander looks like. The kosher chalobizmana, hops for beer that are out of season. The akazat dam lamata kiflayim. And taking out dam from the lower part of the body is worse, twice as bad as any of these things. Tanak ashem shikosher lamata kiflayim, kar yofa lamala kiflayim. Just as it's very bad for being mamayet et hazera, twice as bad as anything else. Below, from above, it's twice as good as anything else. When Rekopa Lamata refers to Lamata min abetzim, below the level of the testicle, so any place on the body that is the lower half of the body, and Lamala Lamala min abetzim, Kashut shelo bizmana hops out of season. Tame kashem shekashut shelo bizmana kav yofa bizmana. So it's just as good bizmana as it's bad shelo bizmana. Of course, Rav Papa, who's a beer maker, will tell us when the bizmana is for kashrut. Omer of Papa, zmana is Tammuz during the summer, that's the best time. Shelo bizmana is Tevet, and that's the other end of the year, in the wintertime. In the summer and in the fall, Yuminisim, Yumitishrei, it doesn't hurt, but it doesn't do any good either. So lomalo v'lo kashrut. Okay, we're ready to get back to our Mishnah. Omar kit vuketli ishti v'akazakodayakuz v'chazar v'yamar al tichtavu ein dvarav ha'achronim klum. Now we got a little bit of a problem. The Mishnah says a person who appointed shliach to write a get, give it to his wife, but then he gets the kodayakuz and he's mentally confused. And he says in his state of confusion, do not. Ignore what he says, do not. So the question is, does ignore when he says do not mean to proceed and give the get now? While he's in a state of confusion? Or do we need him to have his das, and the only issue is, does he need to redo the shlichus? That's the question. Now you can see where there might be some very fundamental issues involved in this. We'll talk about in a moment. So Omer Reb Shimon ben Lakish, it means what it says. Kotvim v'notim get li'alter. Despite the fact that he's currently confused, we give that get. Rabbi Yochanan Amar in Kotvim Ela Kishiyishtape. We'll write the get, but only write the get after the man has his brains back in order. My time in Rish Lakish, Diktari Ein B'Dvar Rav Achronim Klum. What does Klum mean to you, says Rish Lakish? It means just ignore it, makes no impact. If it makes no impact, so then we continue to do what we were going to do. We give the get. Whereas Rabbi Yochanan,
what's the problem? Is it the problem in the shlichus?
Well, I said we're going to see. Rabbi Yochanan, Amar lecha, it means ein b'dvar ma'achronim klum to be mevatel, namely the chimatzia lo tzarich l'maharim luchibe. After he gets tzalu, he doesn't have to be asked once again whether he wants to reappoint the shlichim. But certainly le'olam ein kotvim ela l'kish yishtape. We have to wait until he gets better. But my can be forget. Rish Lakish medamilei liyashen. Rish Lakish says, when a guy is asleep, is he aware of what's going on? No. Are you going to tell me that a person who makes a shliach to give a get has to be awake during the period that the shliach is going to act? So when he's sleeping, he's not conscious. So a guy who asks for diakas, so you're saying he's not fully conscious. No, he's not asleep. So it's okay. What's the nafkamina whether he himself is awake or not? Again, let's hold on till we see the whole machlokas. Rabbi Yochanan says no. In the state of being in a kordiakis, so it's as if now he's lost his mind. So 1 minute. So Rabbi Yochanan, what's the difference? Why doesn't he look at it as a yashen? Ah, because yashen lo mechusar maaseh. A person who's sleeping is going to wake up naturally. A person who has kordiakis is not going to naturally get out of his kordiakis. We said before what we have to do. Either we have to write the kemiah to get rid of the shade, or we have to give him the basar, sumka, gumri, and so on. But we have to do something to make him better. So since he's mechusar maaseh, we have to view his current lack of tzlilut as being a change in his brain power. And just like we're all agreed that a shoteh, you can't give a get for a shoteh, we can't give a get for this guy either. Whereas Rish Lakish, Nami Dami L'Shoteh, why is Rish Lakish say it's not like a Shoteh? Says Rish Lakish, because, you know, you're ignoring. There's really three issues over here. Namely, the Shoteh lo same biyadan, hai same biyadan. First is the issue whether it's a natural process of which the person is going to come out of a lung. The other issue is the opposite extreme. If he's a Shoteh, there's nothing to do about it. The guy's nuts. So then we can't look at him as being a competent human being. But there's a middle stage. The middle stage is Kordiakus, in which he is temporarily incompetent and can at any moment be restored to competency by waking him up. In this case, by feeding him the Basar Agumri and the Chamra Marka. So if that's the case, this is a middle stage. I say the middle stage is more similar to the stage of Shena than it is to Shtut. Now, the question over here is, what precisely is the problem? This is a big machlokas Rishonim, one very fascinating machlokas that a number of the Achronim have seen as a machlokas, an old concept of Shlichus, which is why it's a very... It's a very telling Gemara. The Ketzis uses the Purushim, and the Rambam use. The Rambam says that this is only a Psul D'Rabbanan. This is a Psul D'Rabbanan because if we see, somebody will see, a person giving a get for another person during a period in which he's clearly nuts because he has Kordiakus, so they'll think that a person who is a Shoteh can also give a get. So therefore, in order to avoid that confusion, we made a takana that you can't give the get until the guy gets better. And that's what Rabbi Yochanan is saying. Whereas Rish Lakish is saying that, no, you don't have to make such a takana. So if that's the case, then the machlokas over here is only the nogeh that Rabbana. And that's why the Rambam paskins, if somebody would give the get right away, even though he paskins like Rabbi Yochanan, that midiraisa, she's migureshet. Okay, you need another get. But meanwhile, she's not an agency. After that, there's a big machloikas among the Peskid in the Shulchan Aruch for putting the Pesk Yosef in the tour. The tour is the one who's chaylik on the Rambam. And says that it's a psul d'oraisa. So the Pesk Yosef learns that the Rambam would be made if we're talking about an emes or shota. That for sure, of course, there wouldn't be good. We do need the das of the guy who sent it. So it's exactly time. Maybe you'll confuse it with the Shaita. However, many of the Paiskim, Malach HaMaisa hold, that according to the Rambam, even if the guy had been Mitzav as a Shaita, it would be kosher if the get was given by the Shliach, Betzuva rather, before he became a Shaita, obviously, that the Rambam would have said the same thing. And the only takon is because the guy himself, if he's a Shaita, people will think he'd give the get. But a shliach who gives a get, even as a shaita, would also be a kosher get, b'yuraita. Now the only explanation, l'chora, for such a thing, and this is where the Achronim go to town, is an amazing idea, which is that shlichus uses the das of the shliach entirely. In other words, and he stands in locum ha-mishalayach, it's completely. So if the shliach has das, he's not acting as his yad. Yeah, the total opposite of Maisikov, of course. But the Maisikov is not enough for normal Shlichus either. He needs to be able to act as his Yad. Okay. But over here, he's acting as his Das. That's how they understand the Rambam. Mashenken, if you learn that the Shliach can only act alpi the Das of the Bailim, then obviously the Bailim doesn't have any Das, but it's a Diraisa. So this becomes now a very important Machlekes in the nature of Shlichut. Anyway, that's the one of the favorite sugyas.
You keep saying the guy that gets given to the shaliach and then he dies.
No. Ain't get liachar misa, that's a different issue. That's because there's no longer a shaykhus of the chalois of the kiddushin that the get can affect. It doesn't necessarily come from the same chisaron that the person doesn't have das. It's not shaykh to give a get liachar misa. Because there's nothing that you can affect. There was, the guy died, so the chiyuv of yibum is there. You can't now give a get that should be chal at a time when there's now no longer any chalos, even though you meant to give it from before, meant it to be chal from before.
Okay,
so
but again,
this thing that you look at him as a Yad Arech or Sakaya, isn't it only Bishas and Asina when he gave, when he commissioned it?
As opposed to the Ksiva?
As opposed to when he gave it to them.
That's a very good kasha. They asked that, and why would it be a psul in the Sina? Excellent. It's thinking good. Right? That's a tremendous question. According to this, there should be no problem in the Ksiva. There should only be a problem in the Sina. So that there's some who answer that because of the special halakha that we have of the Kasav and Nasan, remember we made a hakish before, that therefore if it's possible in one, it's possible in both. But in Okinami, normally it wouldn't be up so, because we didn't need the das at that time. Excellent. Good thinking. Okay. This was fun. What is the Sam Rebbe Yodan? Bisrasum Kagum Rebbe Chamra Parka. Ask the Gemara, Miyomer Rebbe Yochanan Achi, you're telling me that I'll leave it to Rebbe Yochanan, even though it says, Ein B'dvar B'Achronim Klum, that you cannot, it just means that we don't need to re-ask it. But Omer Rebbe Yochanan Shmuel, we'll see that's really a brighter later on, Shachat Bo Shnayim or Rov Shnayim, somebody who's now had his throat cut. They had his throat slit. But he's still alive. V'Varona Az V'Yomer Kitvu Get L'Ishti. Harielu. Yechtavu v'yetnu on the spot. V'tanya. Ra'u meguyad. If you see a guy who's been cut up, so he's in pieces. Otsalu v'latzlivar is crucified up there. V'ramaz v'yama kitvu get li'ishti. Hare elu yechtavu v'yetnu. Now, Tosfos explains that l'chora, the Gemara, is basing its kash on an assumption, namely, that such a person is at the time that he's mitzava, in other words, if he's mitzava instantly, when his throat was cut, his das is tzol. But because of the loss of blood, he's going to rapidly become confused. Which means at the time of the nesina, you have to compare it to Kordiakus. At that point already, he doesn't have his das. Over here it says, you can give it. But I'll leave it to Rabbi Yochanan, you can't give it. Now, Tosis points out that the truth is, even according to Rish Lakish, you shouldn't be able to give it, because Rish Lakish only said to Kordiakus is because we can cure him. Over here, we certainly can't cure a guy who's in the process of dying. So, Lechor, we could have asked it on Rish Lakish. Says Tosis, it really is a kasha of Rish Lakish also. But Rish Lakish didn't openly talk about the Refuah Sabiyadena, right? So that came out of the emerges through the Gemara's questioning why it's different than Shaita and Yoshin and so on. We came out understanding Rish Lakish. So Gemara doesn't want to ask a kasha on Rish Lakish where there may be other issues that are involved. What do we get into it? Lamaisa, whatever we're answering Rabbi Yochanan, we'll end up working for Rish Lakish anyway. So, okay. So, but meanwhile, assuming that it's the same case, so why over there would it indeed be kosher? So answers the Gemara. What's the comparison? There's nothing wrong with his das. It's kichishutu the atchala bay. It's not that he's getting a delirium. He's getting weaker and weaker. But that's not the same as Kordiakus. Whereas acha daita shagishta. Over here is something wrong with his das. Says the Gemara Miyama Shmuel. But on the other hand, Shmuel, that if he was nishkat, he's considered, we're able to give the get. Shachat bo shnayim or rov shnayim ubarach. A guy now who was shechted, and he gets away from his attackers. He runs away. Me'idim alav, you could be made that his wife is muteris, and that he's dead. And he sakadai to chayu. You're saying you give a get. If he's chay, how can you be made that he's dead? Amre, come on. I mean, I'm being made that he was high at that moment, but he's guaranteed dead by now. So in other words, by the time I get to Besdin, and Besdin paskins about his wife, I guarantee you he's dead. You're telling me that you can give his get to his wife? That's within moments. You give a get to his wife? Fine. So, chayu, Amre chayu. Of course he's alive. At that point he's alive. But so folamut, elamiyata is the Gemara. So in other words, you're saying that the proximate cause is the shechita. So if that's the case, how come the halacha is that you don't go into galus for causing this? You drop a knife out of a window and the guy happens to be there and just slits his throat. The din is that you're not goel al yada. If you're saying that that's the proximate cause, so then meyate yegoel al yada. Allah that time yashara b'shlayim rov shlayim b'shoge areze ino gole. Itmar Allah, no, that's for all different reasons. Over there, Omer of Oshahaya, Chashidan Shema Aruach Bebalato, Inami Hu Kirev Et Mitato. By most learned this Dafka Din in Shkoga, it's a Din in Golis, it's not a Din in Hariga. But that's a Machlokas Rishonim. But in any event, in this case, Shoga, if there would be any other cause, then there wouldn't be a Chiyuv of Golis. So if, let's say, the wind entered into his torn throat, that would have caused death more quickly.
Which it would if he's running or showing.
Or if he's moving, like he's going into spasm or something like that, so he would be makar of his own misa. So over there, there's no chiyuv. What's the difference whether it's ruach or whether it's his own kiyuv et mitato? My benayu kibinau the shachte bebeta the shisha. If he was in a completely sealed area where there would be no ruach, so then there's no ruach bibelato. But if he was mefarches in there, so he now was writhing around, inami, or the other way, you could have shechted him outdoors, but he was quiet and velo pirches. So then, depending which pshat you hold, it would make an afkamina. But anyway, the bottom line is that in terms of golos, you have to be patient. In terms of the guy's death, he's going to die. That's the point. That whether he'll be makarav mitato by half a minute or not is irrelevant.
It's very hard to hear that Pirkos is considered that he was makarav his own misa. It's a natural result.
Yeah, maybe that's a Pirkos which he has some kind of control on. Not just a natural spasm. He might even be dead. He's a navalatash and mefacheset. He's after that already.
It's a natural spasm, doesn't it distance it from the action?
Not, but what he's asking is that a natural spasm is part of actual misa. Mm-hmm. It could even be there. It could be that pirchus doesn't mean pirchus of misa, it means pirchus of pain.
And therefore ripped.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Right. Yeah, there it makes more sense. Nishtatek, if a person, on the next piece that we had in the Mishnah, a person suddenly loses, he has a stroke, he loses his ability to speak, he seems to speak perfectly okay in his mind. So it says over there, if he says, even though kitvu nikpov get leishtacha. So then we ask him, it says three times, lav, if he answers a lav, hain, parsons, we ask him three times each lav and hain, that's how Rashi learns it. Taisus learns. So if he has three lavs and three hains and he answers correctly, so then we see that his das is tzolo. So it's Gemara, what do you mean he answers correctly? Like a dilma shikhya the lav nakte, inami shikhya the hain nakte, I don't know. Right, guy's got his head lolling, you know. Sometimes he may be going like that. Sometimes he may be going like that. He may be naughty. And he may be like kids do that, you know. No, we don't give him three lobs. We give him a lob and a hain and a lob and a hain. Yeah, so Dilma Shikha de Sirugi knock there. I mean, kids do that too, you know. Guys, shake your head yes, shake your head no. Just to keep your parents guessing, you know. No, well, we vary it. We don't let them get into a pattern. You know, first we give one lav and then two hains, and then two lavs and one hains. He's got to get it all correct. The very Bishmal Tana, what we can do is we can check his sensitivity to appropriateness. So let's say, Omrim Odvorim Shayimota Chamad Yimota Kishamim, Shayimota Kishamim Yimota Chamad. See if he wants things that are appropriate for the winter and the summer, or vice versa. What are you referring to? Mind you, what? You're saying, offer him a heavy coat in the summer. And offer him maybe sardine, some linen sheets in the winter, where it'll make him cold. I mean, why think that he's mad? I mean, like Dilma, Kora Akhde, Inami Chama Akhde. I mean, maybe the guy's got a fever, so he wants, maybe he feels hot in the winter. Or maybe he's got a chill, he feels cold in the winter. That's certainly common enough in illness. So that doesn't make sense. Elabapari means you ask him, should we bring you a watermelon here? It's the middle of the winter. Here, I mean, here he has to look at you incredulously. Because otherwise you would think he just doesn't like watermelons. No. But if he looks at you like you're nuts, so then he's clearly sensitive. So the Mela, he's aware of what's appropriate. That means daite tzolu.
See the sensitivity.